remember, if J.E. Womble and Sons doesn't have it, you don't need it.
This is the WPTF Afternoon News with Jeff Hamlin.
Thinking families in North Carolina may have just gotten a lot easier as the United States Department of Agriculture has announced a $40 million grant available for food projects nationwide with the help of the Reinvestment Fund, a nonprofit organization acting as the national fund manager for the USDA. 16 private-public partnerships were awarded the grants, and one of them happens to be located here in North Carolina. The Tri-Area Ministry Food Pantry is in Wake Forest, and joining us now from the food pantry, it is Mike Berger. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. So you have served as the board chair of the pantry. What exactly does the food pantry do?
So we are a community food pantry, and so folks who are food insecure are able to come to us, and we're open every Monday, Wednesday, and the second and third Saturday from 10 to 1. And it's sort of a low bar for eligibility because you don't need an ID, you don't need a referral, there isn't any income threshold or residency requirement. Pretty much if you need food, you come see us, and we provide each family that we see with about 100 pounds of food.
What led you to start working with the food pantry?
Well, I've been living in Wake Forest for a few years, and the food pantry has been in town for more than 30 years. And it's sort of this nondescript little building off on a side street, just up the street from the post office. So one day I happened to be driving by when the food pantry was open, and there's this long line of people, and, you know, everybody's getting food. I thought to myself, you know, how could this be? In Wake Forest, in my town, in my community, in my neighborhood, that there are this many people that are hungry. So I stopped in and decided to volunteer, and I figured, you know, I'm fortunate that I've never suffered with food insecurity, but what I can do is be generous with my time and to help those that could use the help.
And how many families does the pantry feed?
On a monthly basis, we feed about 1,600 families.
1,600 families.
Wow. Yeah, and so it's a multiple of about four people per family. So it's a sizable amount of individuals.
It is. Now, what type of items do you take in?
So each family, and we only have enough food to be able to serve families once a month. So each family that comes to see us gets about 100 pounds of food. And that food is divided about in half. One half is fresh food. So they get some meat, they get some eggs, bread, milk, fruits and vegetables, and, you know, other items that sometimes we get from supermarkets. So, you know, sometimes we have, deli, sometimes we have bakery stuff, that sort of thing. And then the other half is what I think of as the stereotypical food pantry items. So, you know, cans of green beans and Chef Boyardee and soup and rice and beans and cereal and those sorts of things. So it's about half fresh food and half non-perishable.
Is it true that the pantry runs solely off of grants?
Yeah, so that is true for us. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. Everyone that works at Tri-Area Ministry is a volunteer, so nobody gets paid, from the board all the way down to every single person. And we don't get any direct government funding, so we survive on the generosity of the community and, you know, individuals and businesses and churches and schools. And, you know, the community is very strong here. And then we apply for grants when they become available. Different companies, different organizations offer grants that can be used for food insecurity. And so, you know, those are our sources of funds.
Now you operate on a budget of around $500,000, but, in regards to a relationship with small-time farmers, can that be cost prohibitive?
Yeah, so it's a big challenge. So, of course, the right thing to do is to support the local community and support local farmers. The challenge, though, is that, especially in Wake County, where, you know, property is at a premium, as we all know, it's very costly for farmers on a small scale to run their farms. And the cost of what they sell reflects that. And so we're in a situation where we have a limited amount of funds. And so while it is the right thing to do for us to be supporting local farmers and purchasing from them, it costs so much more than if we purchase from a full wholesaler, which is a national in scope company. And so we're able to extend the dollars that we do get by purchasing at the lowest possible price. Now, that's what's cool about this new USDA grant that you mentioned at the top of the story, is that specifically designed to help the small farmers, especially in rural areas, to be competitive in the distribution channel so that they have a fair shot at selling their goods and wares at the same time as some of the corporate farms.
I was about to say that's where this and the grant money is through a program called the Healthy Food Financing Initiative, or HFFI, and that's really where it's going to be valuable, because I think the target of this is to the strain on food supply chains and grocery retail. Is that correct?
Yep. That is the focus, and also in it's designed. Not so much for a national in scope farm or a, corporate farm or a big food wholesaler, but much more for the local farmers. And so it'll, through the organizations that it's being distributed, there will be a great deal of money that's available for the local farmers, especially the BIPOC farmers, to be able to, offer their products at a competitive price. And so that'll raise their competitiveness, and they'll be able to survive and thrive and perhaps even grow, and gives them a way not only to forward their business, but also do the right thing for the community. Because all things considered, why wouldn't we want to support local business as opposed to national business?
Absolutely, and it's wonderful that that's going on now, and you're going to benefit from this grant, the Healthy Food Financing Initiative. Mike Berger from the Tri-Area Ministry Food Pantry, based out of Wake Forest, thank you so much for your time here today. It's wonderful that more people are going to benefit from this through this grant. Have a great spring. Take care.
I appreciate you. Thanks very much.
Thank you. It is 4:48. In a moment, we'll be joined by Christine Bellino. She will talk to Tatiana Kelly from the North Carolina Healthcare Association. That's coming up in just a moment. First of all, it's time for a look at traffic from the Johnson